kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Let me start with the good news. The battle against inflation is almost won.
Ito ang tinig ni Pierre Oliver Gorinchas, ang chief economist ng International Monetary Fund, sa ginanap na taunang pagpupulong sa Washington. Ito ang nais marinig ng lahat pero tila ang tono para sa Australia na iiba dahil tinatayang mananatiling mataas ang inflation ng bansa. Sa forecast ng IMF, tataas ang Consumer Price Index ng Australia mula 2.8% sa 3.6% sa katapusan ng susunod na taon. Itatala nito ang Australia bilang may pangalawang pinakamataas na inflation sa 41 bansa sa susunod na taon. Ang bansang Slovakia mula sa gitnang Europa ang magtatala ng pinakamataas na inaasang aabot sa 4.8% sa 2025. Habang ilang progresibong ekonomiya gaya ng UK, United States at Canada, may mas mababang inflation ng 2% pababa kumpara sa Australia. Inilatag ni Stephen Smith, partner ng Deloitte Access Economics, ang ilang dahilan kung bakit mabagal ang pagbaba ng inflation ng Australia.
The first is that Australia was hit later than other countries with the inflation surge, and so it makes sense that it's taking Australia a little bit longer to then get inflation back under control. But the second factor is that, you know, the government in this current financial year has spent quite a lot of money on energy rebates. That's putting some artificial downward pressure on inflation. And we would expect that when those rebates come off again next year, that, you know, inflation is going to spike up a little bit.
Ilalabas ng Australian Bureau of Statistics ang pinakabagong datos ito sa susunod na linggo. Pero nagpauna na ang Central Bank ng mabagal na pagbaba sa interest rates ayon sa Deputy Governor na si Andrew Hosser. Ikinagulat din ni Hosser ang malakas na bagong job market kung saan nanatili ang employment rate sa 4.1% noong nakaraang buwan. Ang mga numero na ito ang nagbibigay lalo ng pangamba na hindi lumago ang ekonomiya ng Australia na pinakamabagal sa antas nito simula 1990s. Dagdag ni Smith mula Deloitte ang impluwensya sa mga ekonomiya ng bansa.
A couple of key things influencing the Australian economy at the moment. First of all, the global backdrop has deteriorated in the last couple of months, particularly the outlook for China, which is experiencing some quite significant structural challenges. The other big change in our forecast for this quarter is a downgrade in the housing market. We now see fewer than 1 million dwelling commencements in Australia over the next 5 years. That compares to the government's 1.2 million homes target. Both of those things mean that we've downgraded our expectations for economic growth in Australia throughout this calendar year and next.
Ikinababahala pa ni Smith ang productivity ng bansa.
We've also got, at the moment, an economy which is increasingly driven by public sector as opposed to private sector activity. You know, those jobs are important in the care sector, for example, in health and education, but they are generally less productive than jobs in the private sector.
Umani naman ang reaksyon ng nasabing pagtaya ng IMF. Sinabi ni opposition leader Peter Dutton na tatakutin ito ang mga mamamayan.
If the government had have put in place the measures in the last three budgets to bring downward pressure on inflation instead of upward pressure, Australian families would already be paying less for their mortgage. And I think the IMF has really rung the alarm bell here to signify that the Albanese government has not a clue what they're doing when it comes to economic management. And that's why inflation is higher here than in every other comparable country. And we're seeing a situation where Australians are paying the price for bad economic decisions by the Albanese government.
Dinepensa naman ni Housing Minister Claire O'Neill ang kanyang mga pulisa, bagaman aminadong hirap ang mga mamamayan sa krisis sa cost of living.
People at home are really struggling with making ends meet and just in making the dollars add up at the end of the week and the end of the month. And the government's very alive to that. That's why you've seen our government do those really big moves on cost of living, the tax cuts that went to every single Australian taxpayer, $300 in energy bill relief, the work that we're doing around cheaper childcare, around cheaper medicines. All these things are helping, but I just wouldn't deny we really realise that things are really difficult right now and the government's doing everything we can to manage that big macro picture, but also to make sure that at home we're doing everything we can to help you and your family.
Ilang buwan na lang bago ang federal na eleksyon at inaasahang malaking issue para sa dalawang partido ang issue ng cost of living. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Kat Landers at Wing Kwang para sa SBS News na isinalaysay ng iyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.